It's night and day right now, where the having Brooke Jenkins as district attorney has totally changed the morale of the police department and much of the city itself and business owners. We still have a long way to go in the Tenderloin and other parts of San Francisco where drug dealers are running a 24-hour open market. But we see on the horizon that that's going to change very soon. DA Jenkins has successfully prosecuted several drug dealers, and they are now secured in prison. And we're excited that she has turned the tide on the prosecution of drug dealers. The thing, though, that we're having problems with as a result of having Jessica Bodine in for 2.5 years is that the police department has been demoralized. We are hundreds of officers below what would be optimum for patrolling the city, making the streets safe. So criminals, even though they know that if they are caught and arrested, are going to face prosecution, where under Jessica Bodine, they basically were let out with barely a slap on their wrist. The difference is that San Francisco, as we see in other cities, is still grossly understaffed. We don't have enough police officers walking the beat. The lack of policing definitely is taking its toll on San Francisco. Businesses, tourism, and us residents here. You have a crazy phenomenon of catalytic converter thefts, brazen daytime robberies of businesses and homes broken into with the residents there. So we definitely do need to have a reversal of the number of officers, where we see more and more they are retiring, they are transferring. That is not a good trend. And I think it's more than 500 that are needed. I've seen it as high as 800. Shortfall of police officers in SFPD. We also are finding pushback from the police commission itself. The police commission is a appointed committee that oversees the police department and works hand in hand with the board of supervisors, our city council. And many of those individuals on the police commission and our city council are anti-cop. And so that's another problem. It's not just the DA's office. It's not just that we have a shortfall in police officers, but there still today are many individuals that are elected or appointed in City Hall that are anti-police. And that's where advocates and activists such as myself are also targeting to try and reverse that problem and the attitude from the police commission.